Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We have so much breaking, so much to update you on. So we have a big bust to begin with. This is, as authorities say, they've busted up a commercial burglary ring accused of being responsible for thefts across the region. That means the suburbs of South Jersey, Philadelphia, and as well as other outside the region. So these thieves, and this has been going on since last month, they were caught, captured on video, taking $300,000 worth of handbags and jewelry. This is from a jewelry store on Washington Street in Cape May, New Jersey. It was Queen May Jewelry Store. It started, so we believe that's one of the first heists that they pulled off. They were able to get some DNA evidence and items left behind by the suspects helped lead to the ID of these suspects. That, according to Cape May, New Jersey police. So the suspects are tied to other burglaries in our region, and these go across Cherry Hill, Haddonfield, Philadelphia. This goes all the way back to the one in Philadelphia, all the way back to last September.
Does this include any of the meat or tuna bandits?
No.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, I was thinking, like, for Sean Farish Friday, we always, you know, talk about there's something for him with the, it's, for some reason, the bandits strike or are caught on Friday, right?
Yep, you're right. The beef burglars.
So in this one, these suspects committed at least 18 different burglaries, and that's across our region, across the Philadelphia region, like I say, South Jersey, into New York, as well as to Maryland. And so they say they broke into consignment shops in the middle of the night using sledgehammers, other objects, stole dozens of designer bags, other items from each of those shops, and then transported the stolen goods across state lines. So that from authorities across our region, working with law enforcement across actually Washington, D.C., Maryland, like I say, really a regional situation. And they are identified, the suspects identified ages 21 through 35 years old. So they've caught six of them, obviously still looking for some others. But we wanted to update you on that one, on this crime ring that they've been able to bust, and using crime lab type technology as well as the surveillance images and matching that up. So law enforcement regionally working together. We also have several firefighters rushed to the hospital after they were battling the flames and the extreme heat. This happened yesterday in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, Delco. So three of these firefighters suffered from severe heat exhaustion as they worked in those 100-degree temperatures. This happened in the 200 block of West Chelsea Circle. This is Newtown Square. It happened yesterday afternoon where the fire badly damaged these three townhomes and several others. And so they were trying to bring in pallets of water to bring those in, popsicles, cold towels, the community coming together, you know, as those firefighters were out there, because it was just, you know, it was just like a sauna outside.
Unbearable. It was bad. Yesterday was, I had the AC as low as 66 in the house yesterday. I was like, you cannot make this cold enough for me right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's too cold. 66.
60, yeah. It was like an ice box.
Wait a second. You're the reason why why we have blackouts and lose power. Mm-hmm. Because you have to keep your dumb house at 66.
How low do you go? 68? 70?
No, it was like 72 yesterday.
You keep your house at 72?
Which is freezing.
Really? You think so?
That's, my house was 71.
But it also depends on the floor. It's always warmer upstairs. So I can't. So when I go to sleep, there's no way 72 or 70 would have been viable upstairs. Downstairs, yes.
Upstairs, no. If we just had some basic human courtesy and everybody just said, keep your house, we're just going to all keep our house at this temperature, we wouldn't have the problems during heat waves that we do.
It's my electric bill. Why do you care?
I need to. Because it.
And then get a generator. Go to MT Rule. What is this? Socialist air conditioning?
I didn't say it needed to be a government mandate.
Let everybody stay at 72. We don't have an outage.
I didn't say it needed to be a government mandate. I just said basic human decency. Because you keep your house at 66 degrees.
Just when I went down to bed at 10:15. That's it.
Ridiculous.
Wife is freezing this morning. She looked like she was in an igloo.
Yeah, right when you left,
yep.
You know, she 4 o'clock that this morning, up. She's like, putting that up.
Guaranteed.
So speaking of power, here's the thing. We've talked about the storms that did strike last Thursday, and I can vouch, it felt like a hurricane. It was those fast-moving storms taking down trees. PECO saying they still have a little over 1,000 customers.
Oh my God.
Can you believe this?
Oh my
still
God.
Without power. Tomorrow will be...
What's the holdup?
Is 1 week. Well, that brings us to the union representing the linemen and other workers who've been restoring power across our region for PECO following the June 19th storm. They issued a statement, and the union heads and the union president of IBEW Local 614, they claim PECO was unprepared for the storm that resulted in about 250,000 accounts losing power. So this is Larry Anastasi, who's, like I say, the president of IBEW, the local here, and represents more than 1,400 PECO workers. In the statement, he said that they have serious systemic problems within PECO's response and communication through the dispatch, and an unwillingness, he claims, to invest in the workforce. For example, he claimed line workers often waited for hours for assignments, and multiple teams were then assigned to respond to the same circuit, which then can result in safety issues. And then you have all these crews showing up in the same place as opposed to, be, he says, being dispatched to the, you know, different areas. And all these, so it's a
what
dispatch
a cluster
communication.
F. Jeez.
Now, PECO...
Well, we've never had storms in the summer.
PECO says it's the 20... I think they said it's in their top 20 worst ever storm, you know, that they've ever seen.
From an outage standpoint?
Not from an outage standpoint, just to the fact that there were so many downed trees.
Oh.
You know, like in my street, you couldn't even get down the street.
So if you go down Byberry Road to get on Woodhaven to get on 95, there's that, I think it's Evans Street that you make the left-hand turn on to get on to Woodhaven. There has been a tree down there since last week, and it's still down. Yeah. It's right in the middle of the street. It's still down. And it's still detoured. Like, what are they waiting for? Get a tree company out there and remove the damn thing. It's not that hard. You can do it in 2 hours.
Stalker's going to get a chainsaw and just...
I'm going to do it myself. My neighbor owns a tree company. He's willing to go down there and do it. Nobody's calling him back. It's unbelievable. Remove the damn tree.
We've never been less prepared in society.
It's just ridiculous.
In areas where we should just be completely buttoned up. We've only been doing this since the beginning of the...
GQ007 says Gen Z works at PECO now. Yes, exactly.
Ah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're not prepared.
Let me reach out to my boss.
I don't know.
Well,
remember,
Larry,
I can call you back.
Anastasi, he says thousands of families have been sweating it out without power for days in extreme heat. They're still waiting. And he said these ongoing delays in power restoration are a result of serious systemic problems with PECO storm response and communication. That's his statement.
Oh, my God.
Fire him.
So
firing squad.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They don't know what the they're doing.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Now, I will say PECO is saying that that's really not true, that they have responded.
Yeah.
That
fake
this
news.
Was one of the worst storms they've ever seen.
Then why are people still without power a week later? It's like, it wasn't a hurricane. It wasn't a tornado. I know it was a bad storm. We all realize that.
Yeah.
There's still down trees everywhere.
Poll question, Phil. What's worse, PECO or CNN? I need that up immediately.
And by the way, as far as the extreme heat, so now we're seeing that it's going to cause SEPTA and public transportation delays. That's going on. We also have... word from Conshohocken, and this is the Conshohocken Police Department, a camera, because we do have these cameras that read license plates, I guess, for running a red light or speed cameras, that sort of thing. But when they read your, I guess they run your plate when they read the, when they, you know, will read it. So apparently what happened was the reader told them that there was a stolen vehicle passing through Conshi. So it led to a traffic stop at Oak Street, Robinson Alley. Two people in the car, they fled on foot, and this led to a two-hour search for these two accused thieves by a canine unit from the Lower Marion Township Police Department, as well as they're using drones now. So they used a drone from the Conshohocken Fire Department. So a lot of technology being used in to solve these crimes. They got the two suspects, they say, 28-year-old Jamal Wright and 25-year-old Saquon Seaborn, both of Philadelphia.
Oh, we've got two Saquons in Philly.
Wow. And so they got the stolen vehicle, they say, and these two suspects also had two handguns. They were charged with all kinds of felonies and bail set.
Is there a description of the suspects?
No, sir. That's all I'm saying.
Just ask it for a friend.
I know. So we have that going on.
What were the names again?
Stop.
No, I'm asking. Since we have to guess, maybe we can profile.
I'm not going to profile.
Okay.
You
know
their names.
I will.
And we also, obviously, we've been covering the justice for Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald, the officer who many say, call it an execution here in Philadelphia. And so the officer who, posthumously was promoted to sergeant. And so that trial continues.
Another reason the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation are coming in today at 9:30 because, we need support for Marissa Fitzgerald in this time.
Yes. Stephanie Mack sent me a text yesterday saying that she expects, let me just read this, Marissa's trial should be concluding tomorrow. So that would be today. And there should be a call by Wednesday night or Thursday morning. And then she asked how Greg's training is going. Listen, I said, I can't speak on behalf of Greg.
Yeah.
I said, text Greg, what do I look like? Why does everybody come to me for the answers? You go direct. I'm not a middleman.
Yeah, you don't have any answers.
You're not the official spokesperson for brand manager boss Greg Stocker.
Yeah, what am I? His Caroline Levitt?
You wish you had that hair.
I wish I had a lot of things that Caroline Levitt
had. yeah, her billionaire husband.
I'll take that too.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, as Nick headlined right off the top, this is a lot of social media response. This went viral last night as Zohran Mamdani took the lead in the heated primary, the mayoral primary last night for Democrats, a stunning upset over former governor Andrew Cuomo.
Do you want to hear him concede?
Who, Cuomo?
Yeah.
This is brutal.
Put forth, and I'm proud of the issues that we discussed. But tonight was not our night. Tonight was Assemblyman Mandani's night, and he put together a great campaign, and he touched young people and inspired them and moved them and got them to come out and vote. And he really ran a highly impactful campaign. I called him. I congratulated him. I applaud him.
I kissed him.
Sincerely for his effort. And let's give him a round of applause. And
he hates
thank
this.
Him for his campaign.
Oh, he hates this.
Not only did he get upset, he was upset by Mamdani. He got smoked by Mamdani. I mean, you could say that this is the equivalent on a city level, like Trump upsetting Hillary Clinton and shocking the establishment. Because that guy right there, that scumbag, represents the establishment. And the outsider came in and whipped his you-know-what. Say what you want about Mamdani, but he came in there and crushed the establishment.
I have to say this. This is a huge blow to the Cuomo ego.
Yeah.
So when does Andrew launch a podcast or join his brother on News Nation?
Yeah, he's done. He's absolutely done. Yeah.
So he's allegedly reviewing everything.
Yeah. His options.
Just trying to review the options.
Write a book.
But already the Democrats are just, everybody's begging for him not to do anything. But then also there are some begging for the current, the incumbent mayor to not run as that independent because will he split the vote?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem, too.
It's unbelievable.
You know, somewhere AOC's like, maybe I can pull off the unthinkable in 3 years. That's going through her mind.
New York is your problem.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good luck with that.
Horrible city anyway.
Yep.
So trending, if you look at last night, what was trending and early this morning, hashtag RIP NYC.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine being a Jets fan and having a socialist mayor?
You know what,
Phil?
Phil, poor Phil. But you know what's interesting is that he does not get they say he would be the first. He has, East India, heritage, what have you. His mom, by the way, worked for Disney. And so you played that rap music that he did, the rap song and so on and so forth. But he, the thing about, you know, all of this with Mamdani, he does not get the black vote. He does not get the so-called black and brown vote. They're not voting for him. They don't want these socialist type policies. Mm-hmm. It's the white, wealthy people.
Correct. Yes. A lot of people flee these third world nations. You know, 10, 15 million people leaving socialist nations for the dreams of capitalism. Then they get to the what is supposed to be this, the defining definition of capitalism in America. New York City, oh, the sky's the limit where dreams come true. And now you've got a socialist there.
And then also they've said he obviously did not get the Jewish vote.
No.
So
I would hope not.
So in that one. So continuing with the NYC mayor, speaking of which, you sent us the picture of our governor on Philadelphia Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Will he be the next president?
Yeah, propaganda machine. Here we go.
In a black and white photo.
I'll say this. I mean, there's a better chance of Shapiro being the president of the United States than a socialist being a president.
Never say never.
That's right. Right? Mamdani proved it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's right.
So we also have this story, and I'll just headline it for you, that CNN is breathlessly reporting at exclusive that they have sources, and this is a highly classified report that CNN claims has been leaked, that these U.S. military strikes, Operation Midnight Hammer, on three of Iran's nuclear facilities last weekend, did not, in fact, destroy the core components of the country's nuclear program and likely only set it back for just a few months. That is the headline that everybody's quoting this morning now that CNN reported it breathlessly and exclusively.
So CNN says just a couple of months. Trump says decades. Cool.
Caroline Levitt said basically fake news. It was a low-life, low-level source or something to that level. She's sounding more and more like Trump every day.
Mm-hmm. Shocking.
So we have all of that going on, Greg. All of that going on. And yes, in the forecast, as we'll talk about that momentarily with Nick, because there is a cool off. There is, you can keep hope alive after tonight with some storms in store. But we are sponsored this morning by First Bank, ready to drive your business's success with a trusted local partner. You can count on First Bank for personalized support, smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com. You can learn more there. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Thank you, First Bank, for sponsoring our very first edition this morning of Kale & Company News Live. And unfortunately, our Phil's frustrating many of you. Phillies in Houston tonight again, 1-0 loss in the opener.
They had a power outage last night as well with their bats. You bet the under, you're a winner. Boom. All right, Philly weather, it is 82 degrees, going up to about 97 today. The cool off. Yeah, and
nice.
Then the cool off, the big one comes this evening.
Did we actually hit 100 yesterday?
They claimed that we did.
Don't
go by your truck.
I know, but after I started it, pulled out of the parking lot, and was driving for about 5 minutes, I was at 101.
Okay.
It was at 106 initially, and then it, you know, dips down a little bit. 101 in Bluebell.
Okay.
Some of the, I know some of the local meteorologists said it hit 100.
Yeah.
In the city.
Yep. Going up to 97 today, storms this evening, that should cool it off and break it down a little bit. We'll be in the high 80s tomorrow and then the mid 80s for the weekend with some relatively clear skies. Philly weather brought to you by MTRuhl.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRuhl.com. The big take is coming up next here on a Wednesday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Peter McKeon, Highlight Electric, with the playlist all week long. If you want to commandeer the music from Stocker for a full week, just toss up a generous donation. Peter did that for Travis Mannion Foundation. I believe you could do that for Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. God knows we need about 10 grand in the next 3 weeks. You want to play the tunes? Hit up Stocker, it's Kale & Company, as we continue live here on this Wednesday morning. Bruno, just over an hour and 15 minutes from now, Fight Club, movie tickets, and Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation will be with us in studio in about 3 hours. But before all of that, including some other great stories out there, let's get to a midweek big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders. Same sale, song and dance. Here we go again. You know, it's official. A leopard never really changes its spots. It's true. The Democrat Party has proven it. Once the party of liberals, which was taken over and hijacked by the progressives, they did their best yesterday to showcase their wing of socialists, young and old, only to prove that it's more of the same. From AOC and Al Green to Jasmine Crockett and Bernie Sanders, all of this while New York City has Democrat primaries playing out between a socialist and the worst governor during the COVID-19 pandemic. And then, of course, impeachment efforts failing and indisputable data on Trump's strikes on Iran winning. Trotting out your party's fossil on the largest podcast on the planet as he's mumbling and bumbling and stumbling. The Democrats now are the Jersey Shore of reality shows. It's an unmitigated disaster that somehow keeps getting renewed because people love a good train wreck, apparently. Headline yesterday, 128 Democrats joined the House GOP to block progressives' bid to impeach Donald Trump. Quote, dozens of Democrats joined Republicans to kill the measure by Rep. Al Green. Here was the Houston race hustler in Congress yesterday. Listen and watch.
At this moment in time, I have filed H. Res. 537. H. Res. 537 is a privileged resolution. H. Res. 537 has been filed because I believe that the President of the United States has committed an impeachable act.
Hey, Al, your own party told you to shove H. Res. 537 straight up your butt. Only 79 Democrats in total voted to impeach Donald Trump for his strikes on Iran and other ridiculous things. 128 Democrats said, no thank you, Mr. Green. The total vote, 344 no, 79 yes. Trump would go on to blast AOC yesterday on Truth Social, saying, quote, stupid AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the dumbest people in Congress, is now calling for my impeachment, despite the fact that the crooked and corrupt Democrats have already done that twice before. She and the Democrats have just hit the lowest poll numbers in congressional history. So go ahead and try impeaching me again. Make my day, end quote. Trump would also go on to hammer her over Biden's decline, the auto pen cover-up, and even challenge her to a cognitive exam, followed by telling her to go home and clean up her Queens, New York district that is a complete and total sloppy mess. But from one rocket scientist to another space cadet, we go back to Texas, where Al Green is from, only to hear what Jasmine Crockett is still ranting and raving about. And she is still big mad, as the kids used to say, or maybe it's crashing out. I haven't kept up with the terminology, but the wannabe Democrat vocal mouthpiece is still beside herself over not being approached and consulted by Trump before striking Iran. Listen and watch this.
And to understand enough about the Constitution to the extent that I'm the one that's supposed to make a decision or at least get a vote.
Nah, you didn't get a vote. You'll hear from Alan Dershowitz coming up in just a few minutes. I wouldn't consult her on a strike amongst baristas and the union members of a local Starbucks, much less her thoughts on Iran and their nuclear capabilities. Why? Because Americans back Trump on this decision. Republicans back Trump on this decision. Democrats back Trump on this decision. Here was CNN's Harry Enten yesterday with the freshest set of numbers. Listen and watch.
Yeah, you know, I think there's this idea, okay, maybe the MAGA base wouldn't necessarily like this. Look, this is Donald Trump's Republican Party. That's why I think it's so important to note GOP on the U.S. airstrikes in Iran, 76% in the average of the two polls approve, compared to just 18% who disapprove. Now, I will note that is a bit higher than Donald Trump's disapproval rating within the Republican Party. But overall, Republicans are with Donald Trump on this. Tucker Carlson be darned. The bottom line is he does not speak for the majority of the Republican base. The majority of the Republican base is with Donald Trump.
It is not my job to advise the Democrat Party, but I'll offer some advice because I'm a swell human being. Quit wasting your time on impeachments. Focus on your candidate pool, your policies, your messaging, and how to deliver it in the social media age. It's so simple, yet here you are still scrambling like a quarterback who hasn't learned how to scan the field from the pocket. Axios did a deep dive on how Trump dominated the digital media era last fall with Gen Z. Headline, Into the MAGAverse, What the Algorithm Feeds Gen Z. Axios wrote the following, quote, If you paid attention to MAGA media in the months leading up to the 2024 election, the surprise wasn't that young voters swung hard toward President Trump. The surprise was that so many people missed it. They continue, seemingly overnight, MAGA took full command of a full-fledged socialist ecosystem that met young Americans where they already are. It was a cultural and political revolution hiding in plain sight, yet it blindsided the Democratic establishment, which is still scrambling to understand how it happened and how to fight back. Later in this column from Axios, they say how they sent out two reporters, Erica Pandy and Tal Axelrod, out to experience the MAGAverse online in real time. They created new TikTok accounts. They followed accounts like Trump, Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk, and others. And they were immediately hit with clips from Trump rallies, sound bites from the Daily Wire, and segments from Fox News. And it took less than an hour to have the algorithm move from MAGA to red pill rants about gender roles and identity politics. It then shifted to UFC videos and mixed martial arts content, football, beer, and hot women, as well as much more. It's a pretty amazing read on the Axios website if you want to check it out. And obviously the Democrats, they still haven't learned. So who did they decide to trot out on the latest episode of the Joe Rogan podcast? Was it Andy Beshear from Kentucky? How about Wes Moore? Yeah, Wes Moore from Maryland. No, Bernie Sanders. The 83-year-old oligarch yelling fossil on the Joe Rogan show. And right on cue, he had a moment where he sounded and was acting just like the fossil Joe Biden. Listen and watch this.
Are you going to run for president again?
I am 83 years of age.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not sure the American people will be enthusiastic on somebody's 108.
You're still very with it.
Thank you.
You are.
Well, you know.
I mean, you're a couple years older than Biden.
Yeah.
Right? Think of that.
Yeah.
You could be off a lot worse.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
A great advertisement to the 18 to 34-year-old demo right there. Much like in New York City, where the results are in. As 6 hours ago, Andrew Cuomo conceded to Zohran Mamdani, a man who reportedly has shown affection towards Hamas and city-owned grocery stores. And this is a guy where he is going to emerge from the Democrat primary and almost be a mathematical certainty to beat a Republican in Curtis Sliwa, and certainly will be the next mayor of the Big Apple. So my takeaway, simple. Does a socialist have a chance to take power in 28? Is socialist politics going to seep further into the American political spectrum in 2026? It's possible. Anything is possible. But we have to sit back and wait and see. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders, where you can save on stunning high-quality furniture. During the incredible 4th of July sale, Bucks County Estate Traders save 20 to 50% on select items store-wide. Visit their showroom in Hatfield or BucksCountyEstateTraders.com. The sale begins on Monday, and they are now open with extended hours as well as Sundays. 855-839-1210, the number. All right, so I want to just go a little bit deeper here. I know it's not our city, but it is the biggest city in the United States. It's the city that I believe gets way too much attention from the media. It always drives me insane. But I want to talk a little bit about the last part there of the big take, which is what we talked a little bit about here in the news this morning. So let me get your thoughts, Dawn. I mean, I know your husband covers this far more extensively than we do. Do you think with what happened last night in the wee hours, I guess technically, of Wednesday morning, is this a spoiler alert moving forward in 2026 as well as 2028? Is this a, hey, let's just keep an eye on this? Is this a complete one-off because of the other candidates that were out there? What do we make of this right now? What does this mean big picture beyond the Big Apple?
Well, I think first and foremost, if you look at Zohran Mamdani, and by the way, Cuomo kept saying Mondani, like M-O-N, and then... And that, I guess that triggered people, and especially the candidate, because he would say, my name's pronounced Mont, like M-A-M, Donnie. So they would go back and forth at it. But I think part of this is that it's the capturing of social media. And Mamdani was very, you know, he's a young, glib guy, Mom, Disney, media. And so I think that he's somebody who used social media in a powerful way you can really reach directly to, much like Trump reached to younger voters using social media, making those videos, bypassing the so-called mainstream media. And so I think that's part of the appeal. But as well, I think that these, you know, we think about New York City, Manhattan, the ultra wealthy people, and maybe they'll get what they, I hate to say it, but they'll get what they deserve. I mean, this guy really wants to bring socialism. That he's a socialist.
He wants to tax these super wealthy people, these big time corporations. How can anybody in their right mind in New York City that falls into either of those categories vote for this guy, right? They're voting to shorten their bank account.
I mean, it's crazy. And the problem is here's the thing. The people who are not voting for him are the, you know, working class people, African Americans, anybody who is a first generation that like you said earlier, that came from a socialist background. But like I say, the so-called black and brown communities, they don't care for him at all, which is why they may very well vote as Democrats for the incumbent mayor, right? Mayor Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to split the vote. Then you have the Jewish vote. Would somebody like Curtis Sliwa, the Republican, would he get it?
Yeah. Axios wrote this little preview of the primary yesterday prior to the results coming in. And they said New Yorkers face a choice today. A 67-year-old scandal-stained insider or a 33-year-old Democratic socialist scorned by the city's elite. At its core, and this is really kind of the question I'm posing to the audience and everybody listening this morning. They say, at its core, the race can be boiled down to old guard moderates running against younger, energetic candidates with ambitious, often expensive ideas. It's the same dynamic that will likely, this is Axios, this is not my opinion, it's the same dynamic that will likely play out across the country over the next few years. Also at stake is how the city and the party fight back against President Trump and his MAGA alliance, which New York Democrats desperately want to oppose. They go on to write, which I agree with, a win by Mamdani is a major blow to the establishment, which it is. Now, here's a couple of his other ridiculous ideas. He's talked about city-run grocery stores, which I don't think really almost anybody would want, free buses, pitched rent freezes, all funded by $10 billion in new taxes on corporations and the wealthy. They go on to wrap up by saying the Bernie Sanders echoes are unmistakable. He's a 50-year younger Islamic Bernie Sanders, and that's what New York City is apparently going to go for.
I think that Zohran for New York City mayor makes Bernie look like a moderate conservative.
I think you might be right.
Is so far left as far as what he wants. And so think about what's going to happen. He's going to tax the rich, tax the companies. What are they going to do? They're going to move out.
Yeah. He's going to drive Bye-bye. More. He's going to drive more business out of the Big Apple.
Bye-bye. They lost population. They lost a ton of population, as we know, during the pandemic. Then they gained some back. But now he's going to drive all these people out. And then the very people who did not vote for him, right? They're the ones who are going to be stuck with him and his socialist policies.
Yeah, there you go. If you guys have thoughts, 855-839-1210. I still think it is far more likely moving down, you know, 3 years from now, 3.5 years from now, you know, 10 years from now. Still more likely, I believe personally, in this country that we will have a female president, we will have a third party before we have a socialist president. I kind of teased earlier, boy, AOC must be salivating, thinking, boy, now's the time to strike. You know, if I'm ever going to pull this off, and I do believe she wants to run for president one day. Well, if Mamdani can do it in New York, I can do it on the big stage. Look, Kamala Harris, when she floated out that price cap ridiculous nonsense, you know, back in the late summer, early fall, and we referenced all the historical times of when other nations have tried this and how it led to hyperinflation. I can't envision a scenario where a socialist is the president of the United States. I just can't. It might fly in New York, it might fly in Los Angeles or San Francisco or Seattle, some of these progressive hotspots, if you will. But becoming the next president of the United States, I do not see it. I think it's far more likely that Josh Shapiro would end up being the president before a socialist would. 855-839-1210. Coming up next, ICE busts 11 illegal Iranian nationals that have ties to Hezbollah and terrorism as we round back to the big story over the last week and a half in this country and across the planet. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Let's talk about your home, specifically your kitchen, because at Kitchen Magic, I can tell you they are transforming kitchens since 1979. 1979, proudly American-made, family-owned, and 100% tariff-proof. What does that mean? It means no international delays, no surprise fees. This month only, you got to do this. Take advantage of their 24-month, same-as-cash financing. It is time to love your kitchen again. Visit them, kitchenmagic.com. They're local employer, kitchenmagic.com. Call 1-800-237-0799. That's 800-237-0799. Kitchen Magic, quality that's closer to home. KitchenMagic.com. What are you waiting for? Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, 651. As we wind down hour number one here on a Wednesday, Bruno, the cut sheet, 745. Dawn will have some news to kick off the second hour. And also, just an incredible story. This is, I couldn't believe this was real. An amazing story on AI. So amazing that if you thought the CBS News story that we gave you on the cut sheet last Friday was amazing, about a man who fell in love with Alexa, wait until you hear this wild story from Rolling Stone about a dude, ChatGPT, and how it ended in a police tragedy. This needs to be clipped later today, by the way. This is just the... Now, there's no video, there's no audio. I'm just going to have to read you the story. Maybe there's a video out there from a newscast. Maybe we could find it. But this is unbelievable.
We are a sick society.
We really are. 855-839-1210, the number.
I mean mentally sick. We are all mentally ill.
And physically. We're all fat and mentally ill.
I mean, speak for yourself.
Myself. Myself included. I've put on 18 pounds in 3 years, and I must be insane to get up at 4 a.m. and come in here and do this every day.
What exactly are you doing? Because from what I hear, you eat very well.
Yeah,
I know you exercise.
It's shift work, you guys. It's shift work. It's proven.
Bill from the B Morning Show has lost 13 pounds since he shifted to the afternoon show.
What the hell are we doing then?
Zioli looks better doing afternoons.
Oh, that's a good point. Even though I hate to admit it.
Yes.
As far as shift work. Anybody, and right now, think about who's listening. Think about all the truckers. You know what I mean? You're on the roads overnight or 2 a.m, and we're not meant to do that. So it's against our biology, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, because we're supposed to be operating from sunrise to sundown.
Yes.
And that's when we're supposed to eat. That's when we're supposed to do our thing. And then when it gets dark, we're supposed to sleep.
Well said. I agree. She nailed it. Boom.
So why
video didn't kill the radio star. Bad habits did.
So why can't you lose weight?
I don't know.
Let's get back to that.
The boss yesterday said to me that, you know, it's when you turn 40, it just becomes almost impossible.
Yeah, I heard him say that. It doesn't become impossible. Like you can lose weight. You can.
Should I go on the shot for 6 weeks?
No.
Yeah, you could get it sponsored.
Hang on. To lose 15 pounds, you're going to take the shot?
Hey, look.
That's just laziness.
You're right. It is.
Don't call him lazy.
No, it is. It is lazy.
I'm not lazy, but it
would be lazy to do that.
If you had to lose 70 pounds, I would say yes, absolutely.
If you're pre-diabetic,
if you're going to lose 15 pounds, bro, like just cut out a meal.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Stop eating bread.
You don't want to cut out a meal.
That's a culprit. The bread. Yeah.
It's the processed junk.
Yeah. You think you're having a nice turkey sandwich with avocado for lunch one day. Next thing you know, you realize it's the bread still.
Yeah.
It's always the bread, stupid.
Yeah. And it's the turkey, too. Oh, it's turkey. Until you realize it's processed stuff from the deli, which is loaded up with all sorts of crap.
And what they're learning, because they all told us, don't eat fat, eat low fat and all this stuff. It was all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're meant as like carnivores or... I mean, even if you don't eat meats, we're supposed to eat our body weight in protein.
So is that right?
Yeah. So if you weigh 175,
don't listen to Dawn. She gets her medical advice from Twitter.
I do not.
Does Dawn look like she's unhealthy?
No, she doesn't.
That's not true.
I'm going to follow her.
And that's what all the, I mean, that's what the coaches tell the football players. And the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How skinny David is.
I'm going to be like.
David is 18. We were all skinny at 18. Stop with that. Look how skinny he is. He's 18. If David was fat at 18, then there would be a problem.
Well, this was my weight my senior year of high school for football. I was like 215.
But it was muscle.
I had a little bit of a belly. I've always had a little bit of a belly. I ate 7 ice cream sandwiches in the summer of 92, and I woke up with a pot belly the next morning. It's wild.
You look great. You don't need to lose the weight, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I just think you don't want to ever want to skip meals. You want to actually increase the meals, but just do like hard-boiled eggs or the pure protein.
I'm just going to do what Tom Hanks did on Castaway when he was on that island. Just start eating raw fish.
Josh on the YouTube chat says, I listen to Kale and Company every morning at the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we would love to be at the gym with you, yeah. Josh.
But no, I've got to talk about 11 Iranian nationals that are in the country.
We should do that next.
Which we were going to do here, but we got sidetracked. So we'll do that next as a little bit of a news hit. And then I want to get to this Rolling Stone story. This is just unbelievable. Bruno, the cut sheet, all the goodies still on the way.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.